In the lesson this morning, we would like to consider what the Bible has to say of Jesus. Before a house can be constructed, it must first have a foundation. Notice that the Bible says Jesus is the foundation. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 11. Because Jesus is the foundation, we should build on Him. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Matthew 7, 24 and 25. And Peter tells us that Jesus is our bedrock foundation. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, which is that bedrock foundation that Peter confessed, Christ is the Son of the living God, Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew 16, 15 through 18. Jesus is the light, and we should follow Him. Then spake this Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that loveth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life, reads John 8 and verse 12. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, John 14, 6. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, we should walk in Him. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, reads Colossians 2 and verse 6. We should believe in Him. These are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name, John 20 and verse 31. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, we should have Him. Because this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this is the life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life, reads 1 John 5, verses 11 and 12. The Bible says that Jesus is the door. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. John 10 and verse 9. Because Jesus is the door, we should enter in. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection, Romans 6, 3 through 5. Jesus is the bread, the Bible tells us. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 6 and verse 35. Because Jesus is the bread, we should spiritually eat and live. He said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. John 6 and verse 51. Jesus is the great physician. The Bible says, when the scribes and Pharisees saw Him eat with the publicans and sinners, they said unto His disciples, How is it that He eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? When Jesus heard it, He saith unto them, They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Mark 2:16-17. Because Jesus is the great physician, we should be healed. For this people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Matthew 13:15. Notice also that Jesus is our friend. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you, Jesus said in John 15:13-14. Because Jesus is our friend, we should trust him. Esaias saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust, reads Romans 15:12. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths, reads Proverbs 3:5-6. Jesus is our hope, the Bible says. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, reads 1 Timothy 1:1. Because Jesus is our hope, we should lay hold. The Bible says that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, Hebrews 6:18-20. Jesus is our peace. As the Bible says, he is our peace, who hath made both one, that is Jew and Gentile, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, Ephesians 2:14. Because Jesus is our peace, we should have and enjoy. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 5:1. The Bible says that Jesus is our Savior. An apostle said, we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world, 1 John 4:14. Because Jesus is our Savior, we should come to him. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light, the Bible says in Matthew 11:28-30. Notice also that Jesus is our example, and we should therefore follow him. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, reads 1 Peter 2:21. Jesus is our shepherd. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep, John 10:11. Because Jesus is our shepherd, we should hear and follow. My sheep hear my voice, Jesus said, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand, reads John 10:27-28. Jesus is our prophet. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you, of your brethren like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you, Acts 3:22. Because Jesus is our prophet, we should hear him. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people, Acts 3:23. Notice that Jesus is our priest. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, Hebrews 3 and verse 1. Because Jesus is our priest, we should turn to him for help. Hebrews 4, verses 14 through 16 reads, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." That's Hebrews 4, 14 through 16. The Bible says that Jesus is our King. Pilate therefore saith unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice," Jesus said in John 18 and verse 37. Because Jesus is our King, we should serve Him. Matthew 25, verses 34 through 36 reads, "Then shall the King say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me." Reads Matthew 25, 34 through 36. Notice also that Jesus is our Lord. "Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ." Acts 2, 36. Because Jesus is our Lord, we should bow to Him. At the name of Jesus, the Bible says, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, Philippians 2, 10 through 11. The Bible says that Jesus is our captain. "For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings." Hebrews 2 and verse 10. Because Jesus is our captain, we should obey him. "Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him." Read Hebrews 5, 8 and 9. But Jesus also is our mediator. "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus," 1 Timothy 2, 5. Because Jesus is our mediator, we should use him. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you." Reads John 16, 23. Jesus is God's Son. "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him." 1 John 4 and verse 9. Because Jesus is God's Son, we should hear Him. The Bible says, "While He yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him." Matthew 17 and verse 5. The Bible says that Jesus is God's gift. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Because Jesus is God's gift, we should receive him. As many as received him, to them he gave the right or power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name or in his authority. John 1 and verse 12. Notice that Jesus also is the Christ. Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Matthew 16:16. Because Jesus is the Christ, we should confess him. "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men," Jesus said, "him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven." Matthew 10:32. Jesus is the vine. He said, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing," Jesus said in John 15 and verse 5. And because Jesus is the vine, we should abide in him. "Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me," Jesus said in John 15 and verse 4. And finally, we'll notice that Jesus is our judge. "For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son," reads John 5 and verse 22. Because Jesus is our judge, we should be certain that our work or deeds done in the body are righteous. Jesus said, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be." Revelation 22:12. Paul echoes that thought in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 10 through 11. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according as he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men." In conclusion, because of who and what Jesus is, we should make things right with him without delay. If you have need to repent or have yet to be baptized in Christ, the Lord invites you to come as together we stand and sing.
"All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence with thy love and power. Let us